We're also following stories closer to home, like this one. Technology helps police to solve crimes every day, but some innovations can also present new public safety concerns, like guns built using 3D printers. Agents at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms have spent months testing plastic weapons, and in findings released on Tuesday, they say guns are both lethal and hard to detect when made with these printers. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
It can take a top-of-the-line 3D printer just 18 hours to build parts for a plastic gun, a gun made out of strong and flexible material with bullets that can penetrate a person's vital organs. Richard Marianos is assistant director at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, or ATF.
When these 3D firearms are manufactured, some of the weapons can defeat normal detection, such as metal detectors, wands, and it could present a problem to public safety in a venue such as an airport, an arena, a courthouse.
Federal agents say they aren't too worried about a gang member or ordinary felon getting his hands on a plastic gun. But for a certain type of criminal, taking the time to buy or lease a 3D printer could be worth the trouble. In Texas, a company called Defense Distributed has put instructions online for making a handgun almost entirely out of plastic.